Choose Chicago, the city's official destination marketing organization, is getting a new initiative underway. They've launched All for the Love of Chicago, a social media campaign to give voices to Chicagoans and put some positive messaging out there. The CEO and president of Choose Chicago is Kristen Reynolds. Kristen, good morning. This sounds like something we need. Didn't you do a campaign like this when you were in Long Island?
Well, good morning. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's kind of from the playbook where you talk about, you allow the residents to talk about how much they love their city, and it's certainly more impactful and authentic than having the tourism board tell you. So, yeah, it's something we did on Long Island where we did Where You Belong, and here it's just the perfect timing to launch it for Chicago, All for the Love of Chicago.
Yeah, how did it work in Long Island? Did you see some positive results right away?
I did. You know, we are using social media as the campaign. Social media is the modern day word of mouth, and it's a great tool to use to give voices to the residents and to be able to control the narrative of our own city and our own destination. So what we saw in Long Island was Where You Belong. It really just elevated the sense of community pride. We had an entire merch line against it. Everybody was buying the t-shirts. That's how you know when it's successful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is the modern day word of mouth. And of course, we can't underline anymore how important the visitor industry is for the economic health of Chicago. So this is so important. And, you know, as somebody who grew up here, I'm proud of this city. I think we're all a little provincial around here. We love it, but we're very disturbed about the image. And of course, when the president calls it a hellhole, that doesn't happen. But you've had this campaign in the works for quite some time now, haven't you?
Well, we launched our new campaign, Never Done, Never Outdone, in June, a couple months ago. And that was something that was in the works for about 18 months. To be honest, All for the Love of Chicago came about in about 12 hours. We were, you know, listening to all of the narrative and hearing all of the feedback from our residents that said exactly what you said. We're frustrated. We're tired of other people telling the story of our city and our destination. And so we said, you know what, we're going to start this new campaign, separate of Choose Chicago, create All for the Love of Chicago, and allow everyone to have a voice that loves Chicago, whether you're a local, a native, somebody that lives in Illinois, a suburbanite, or even a visitor that just loves the city. And we're going to give their voice to the people. And it's been overwhelmingly just positive and incredible. And it's just the beginning.
You know, as well as I do, that Chicagoans in many neighborhoods feel unsafe. Nationally, the trend in crime, the violence is going down. But I think as far as the image we have here, that may be a bigger problem even than what the facts are telling us about crime, don't you think?
It's true. The image matters, and the brand matters, and the reputation matters. And you were saying earlier, it's not just about, you know, having a pride for our city. It really is about economic impact. And we need, I was just walking, I live right off Michigan Avenue, and I walk all over the city. And I was just walking, and I saw all the convention goers with their lanyards in downtown. Those are dollars. It's you know, you're talking $20 billion a year in economic impact, 130,000 local jobs that rely on the visitor industry. So when these negative narratives that don't really represent our city are out there, and we're not proactively combating them with what the city's really all about, it could really impact, you know, our economy. And so that's what that's why we're trying to tell this story. Mm-hmm. We're not perfect, to your point. Chicago's not perfect. No major city is. But we have been named Best Big City 8 years in a row. And every time I bring people to the city, they're wowed by how beautiful, how clean, how friendly it is. And that's the story we really are looking forward to telling people.
No question about it. And that story needs to get out there more. It is a great city. And we need to, you know, we went from the Al Capone image to the city of Michael Jordan. And now it seems to be crime that we're fighting. And hopefully this campaign will help us in that regard while the city works on combating the problem. What's the website, Kristen, so people can check this out?
Sure. The website, you can go to choosechicago.com and find out all the information. There's a toolkit on how to participate. But there's an Instagram and a TikTok channel called All for the Love of Chicago. Follow, like, please share with your networks. Post your videos. We want to hear why you love Chicago. And if you know any celebrities, That's what really gets the views. So share it with your celebrity friends and ask them to post.
I hate, and I talk about this a lot here. We don't talk enough about when we have events with tens of thousands of people in the city on a weekend, and everything is fine, no incidents, because that's not news. And so that kind of takes a backseat to the stories about crime. And getting this positive story out, I think will help us. I hope. I hate hearing people from the suburbs telling me they don't want to come into the city, and folks in the city who talk about, well, it's not like it used to be, because some of that is image. Some of that act doesn't reflect reality.
It's true. And you know what? And we can only change that when people start to share the realities of it. And a picture is worth a thousand words, right? So these Instagram videos and these TikTok videos that are showing you Chicago in real time and with all the beauty and wonderful friendliness that this community has to offer. You know, we love Chicago. People that know it love it. And if you love it, please share it with All for the Love of Chicago.
Yeah, nothing wrong with doing that while, you know, we stay on the mayor and the superintendent of police to fight crime. All right, well, good luck. Let us know how we can help. That's Kristen Reynolds, CEO and president of Choose Chicago. Hope it's very successful, Kristen.
Thank you so much, Bob. With your help, it will be.
We'll try.